This morning, our ministration is titled On a Hill Far Away. Remain blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
To carry. be on our feet as we worship the name of the Lord.
You are God from beginning
to the
Thank you.
Don't be tired of thanking God. Don't be tired of using your body, using your instrument, using your voice, using your every part of your being to appreciate it. Now we can start to be happy to be praised and sing. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Can I speak the words in the language of understand? Come on, listen to the Lord of Jesus. Every enemy on assignment shall jam the angel of the church. Every enemy sent to life gate, everyone that they post to life gate today, as an enemy of the church, you shall jam the angel of the church. Every enemy of the service, I command that the mercy of God, as your servant, everyone that has stand as an entrance to the gospel, as an entrance to the war, I command them to be discomfited. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I know there's a good news that's coming. I know, like I know my name, there's a good news that's coming. There's a good news that's coming. Somebody here, there's a good news that's coming. Somebody here, there's a good news that's coming. There's a good news that's coming. I pray you shall not miss out. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus. I want to appreciate God Almighty for life. We're able to stand before you today. I want to appreciate my pastor in absentia. The Lord continue to strengthen her and her family in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate the leadership of the church. God bless you. These are my organs in the ministry. I want to appreciate the choir because the presence of God came down. If you are sensitive in the spirit, when you are not using instrument to worship, it's very easy for the presence of God to fall. Praise the Lord. And I was asking God, is this how you want the service to go? Anyhow, the Holy Spirit wants it, so be it. Even if the generator like, let it dance up and down. That good news shall locate you. Yeah. I'm not coming to excite you. Because most time, I don't like to preach out of emotion. I always try to wait on God to receive a word. One word is enough. When the pastor said, my brother, prepare for today, I was praying and waiting on God and asked God, what do you want me to say? The Lord said, wait. Before Sunday, I will reveal something to you. And the Lord revealed something to me. On the 6th of this, the 6th was which date? On the 6th, as Wednesday entering Thursday, the Lord revealed something that I should use to encourage somebody. I saw prosperity. I saw blessing. I saw financial favor. I saw connection. That's why he gave me a topic. Joy is coming. Tell your neighbor, joy is coming.
Joy is coming.
Tell your neighbor, joy is coming.
Joy is coming.
Listen to me. He revealed to redeem. The revival, the sort of the television, you know that you don't need to, when you are on the altar or if you are someone, you don't need to don't stop. You need to see God's word and God's mind. If you came to the revival on Sunday, not on Saturday, on Sunday, Lord revealed some important things. Two out of them, in fact, before the revival, I think one of the prayer meeting we had, the worker, there was a revelation. And that day there was two major revelations. I'll hold the mic to say this. There were two major revelations. I want to tell you this, that when we want to pray, I want to pray like a hungry man. I want to pray and say, God, that thing that is hungry, I grab it. I grab it. There was one of the revelations.
a young man, a young man has like two little children. The revelation was revealed with a young man with two little children to pray against debt. That's one. Number two, that there will be financial open door, that there's a financial siege on the area. The financial of the area will be caged. You understand me? Now, that program finished on Sunday. On Monday, the people put bodies on the area. I'm telling you this without my so you know why you should pray. But when I heard the news, I called my wife and said, I'm afraid of God. The major keyboardist of the area lost his mother on Monday. After October 18 and 19 was the number, right? 19 and what? Is it 18 and 19? 18 and 19. On 20, the keyboardist of the area lost his mother. On Thursday, that same week, the man that project this thing on for the area, the sister went to deliver. Deliver the baby successfully, I died. On Thursday and Monday, two men, and one of them has children that are small. And that was the revelation. God asked me, I don't tell you those by moonlight.
So that's why anytime God reveal, I don't jump pieces. Now the positive one I'll say with the mic. But that one was a little bit negative. If you don't pray when God reveal, prayer enforces God's will on earth. So if you don't pray well, God's will can be delayed. That's why I prophesy. What God reveal to me to tell you, God said the message today is encouragement. Joy is coming. And I saw prosperity, I saw blessing. I don't know who is here. You are believing God for a car. You are believing God for a house. You are believing God for a land. You are believing God for marriage. You are believing God for children. You are believing God for abroad. You are believing God for finance. I said, your joy is coming. Yeah. I don't know what for my trouble. I said, if you don't know the word, stand up here and shout, my joy is coming.
My joy is coming.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And because it's the positive one, that same week, That same week, it's no story. That same week, after 1819, that same week, somebody came to the area and brought miracle money. And they painted the whole area. When last did they paint the area? When last? They painted from outside to inside. Transformation. The financial stage of problem. I prophesy to you. That thing that God has told me that is hanging, I know that there's a blessing now. Somebody here will testify. Mark today's service, mark today's date. I say somebody will come to this place because of this program and testify.
Amen.
That blessing has been hanging from January to this November. God will release it this week.
Amen.
God will release it this month. God will release it before January 2026. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone that's here. The Lord reveals three other ones. Somebody that's abroad that forgot you. That person is going to call you. Yes. As I'm talking, I'm seeing the face of a man. Somebody that's abroad that forgot you. If you're a woman, you can claim it, but I saw it with the face of a man. Someone is abroad that forgot you. That helper, I saw two of you now doing something together. That helper shall protect you.
Yeah.
Number two, there's someone that's here. People have been owing you money. You have a lot of debtors owing you money. I saw when they begin, I pray in the name of Jesus. The God shall snatch away their peace. That's what I'm praying. God shall snatch away their peace. From now, God shall begin to snatch away their peace.
Hey,
hey. But that night, the people will not sleep. I pray, everyone that will be owing you something, especially finances, they shall not have peace anymore.
Hey, hey.
See, they pray in your dream.
Hey.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hey, hey.
Go to the word of God. Let's go to the word of God. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Say, I know the thought I have towards you, thought of good, not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. What are thoughts? Thoughts are very powerful. I try to keep to the time given to me by my mommy. Thoughts are very powerful. Thoughts is the first way God used to speak to you. Because the Bible says, talking about thoughts, it says the word of God is quick and powerful. Dividing and sundering the word, the soul and the spirit and the marrow, and the center of what? Every thought and intent of heart. Let me tell you something. The moment you begin to think to sin, you have already sinned. As you are like this, and the moment you begin to think of evil, God has read your thoughts. God does not speak to us with words. God speaks to us with our thoughts. That's why the Bible says, for I know the thoughts I have towards you. Why did he say, I know the word? If you are human, you need, if I don't communicate with word, you don't know what the mind I have. But God is what said, I know the thoughts. He didn't say, I know the word I have towards you. Because God works in the realm of thoughts. Anything God operates in the realm of thought. The Bible says, when they begin to build the Tower of Babel, he said, this thing the people imagine to do, no man can stop them. They have not built the tower. They didn't build the tower, but they just started to imagine it. And God said, no man can stop them. That's where faith operates in your thoughts. The moment you are defeated in your thoughts, then your joy cannot come. The moment you are defeated in your mind, then you cannot achieve anything in the physical. Because your mind is a seat of all power. Your mind is a seat of God. God operates. Say, the physical people, they want to build a tower for me, to reach heaven. This thing they imagine to do, God read your Bible very well. The Tower of Babel. This thing they imagine to do, nobody can stop them. God has already approved what they want to do. They are not ready to do it physically. That's the power of the realm of thoughts. Tell me what, work on your thoughts. He said, I know the thoughts I have towards you. God does not think evil for you. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. So I should read quickly. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. I'll just take only just 2 points and we pray. Number 1 point is no. Number 2 point is
what? The word of God is quick.
Okay.
And powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And sharper than any two-edged sword.
Any at all in the world. Go ahead.
Of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart.
He's a discerner of thoughts. That's why if you want to know someone, they say, no man knoweth another man, save the spirit of God in man. And the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, that sits the innermost part of the belly. So the easiest way to discern someone's thoughts is through the word of God. That's why the person out of the abundance of the heart, the man speaketh, but I can still come and tell you, I love you, but I don't love you. So it's not all cases that out of the abundance of the heart, the man to speak. Sometimes the man can speak deceptive of what is in the heart. But how do you know the real thoughts of the heart? It's only when you have the word. Because the word will catch that word and divide it and separate it. That's why the Bible says the word of God is sharp, like two-edged sword, dividing the thoughts. So if you are not filled with the word, you can't discern anybody. That's why somebody can tell me, Brother Gospel, I like you. But when I heard that I like you, the Spirit of God, the Word of God, I could dissect that I like you, and I would know that this person is talking from the motive of what? Of seduction. That's one of the easy ways I know a lady that is possessed. If I come close to you, something in my body will kick, and the Lord will tell me that friend, that lady has, she has that element. There's a level you go in the world. If you sleep in the same bed with somebody, you discern the spirit that person carrying. They say, let me go in the world. If your husband go out and do something wrong, and two of you lie on the same bed, the Holy Spirit will show you your truth. Because I've come around the circumference of that person's thoughts. So spirit and body. Can somebody shout
hallelujah?
Train yourself on the word. There are 2 points I want to say before we pray. Number one, no. In that general 2011, he said, for I know, want to dissect no. Then, second point I want to dissect is evil. That's the 2 points. Number one, what is the meaning of no? No is an Hebrew word called yada. Someone should read Genesis 4:1.
Genesis 4. Let me tell you the deep meaning of no. When God was saying, I know the thoughts, what did he have in the back of his mind? For no. That word no is very deep. So let me Genesis 4 1, please quickly.
And Adam,
no time.
And Adam knew his wife.
Thank you.
And she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord.
God bless you. You know that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, while the New Testament was written in what? Greek. Anyone that's sleeping? Anyone that's sleeping? Anyone that's sleeping? Anyone that's sleeping? What is that person? Anyone that's sleeping? What is that person? No, that's not the word. Anyone that's sleeping? What is that person? He said, he said that.
Wish.
Hallelujah. So if you see yourself sleeping, you'll be possessed. That's how God will identify you now. So if you know you are not a wish, don't sleep. Now, Hebrew word, the Old Testament from Genesis to what? Malachi was written in what? Hebrew. Why? From Matthew to what? To Revelation was written in what? Greek. The Old Testament word for no is Yada. And the word they use, Adam knew his wife, is Adam Yada his wife. So the same word, he said, for I know, for I Yada the thoughts I have towards you. They use the same Hebrew word for that I know the thoughts, and they use the same Hebrew word for that Abraham knew his wife. So that means that the kind of know God was talking about was intimate know. Not like a man knows his wife. Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
So that's how God knows you. As you are like this happiness, God has counted every strand of your head. The Bible says the hair of your head are numbered. He said they are counted. Do you know the difference between number and counting? The difference is that each of the heads has a number. Oh God, you're not following me. Each of the heads has a number. Meaning that even the one you shaved this morning in the toilet, there's number 52, there's number 780, there's number 1,040 hair. God has a number, and you cannot get by that particular hair again as I shaved for the toilet. That's why he said each hair is in the Bible. Each hair is numbered. Is it counted? There's a big difference between when I count people and I number them. I give you 1, 2, 3. So God is so intentional and detailed to the point that all this hair has a number. Oh God. Can somebody shout hallelujah? That's how God is mindful about me. That's how God I know. That's how God know me. What should I fear? When you have this mindset, you change, you don't worry yourself. Everything was done for your good. Are you hearing me? Praise the Lord. Adam knew was his wife, and she gave birth. There's no other man higher than Adam. Praise the Lord. This is an active knowledge, not passive knowledge. First, read Genesis 2:25, Exodus 2:25. See, you see this life. This life is like in a movie. God is acting a script. Everything that's happened in your life since we're born today is a movie. And God has already known the end of the movie before the movie began. I'm trying to summarize this point before we read that those two Bible verses. Now, have you ever seen a movie that the actor, let me use the late children language we use when we're growing up, actor and what? Bad. Actor and post. Have you ever seen a movie where the actor died? Eh? Every movie, no matter how they beat the actor, you see how they hit the actor. Before you know, you see this kind of keep the battle, and go another. That's how it is in your life. The challenges you are passing through, the accident that happened, the death that happened, the evil is the devil is burning you. He's trying to punch you. But you are still the actor. The devil is a bad man. At last, you win. Can someone say
hallelujah?
Hallelujah! Be encouraged! That's why as an analyst, nothing I pass through that can shake me. By the nature of God, because I know the thought he has towards me that at the last I'll be the actor. I cannot die. What do you mean die? Not physical. I cannot die in faith. Even if I die, the Bible says to die is what? Is gain. For to live is gain, to die is what? Is gain. So even if you die in Christ, you are going to a better place. Yes, still in this life you will conquer. That's why God says you're courageous, because this year is coming to an end. Many of us are discouraged. Check out. Look at the church. Some of us, look at some members have not gone to church. Because I'm going to land here since January. They prophesy, program. See now, see where I am. But if you have forgotten that 5 years ago, you are not in this level. I remember when there was a time, if I come to my Fidelity bank that time, that year, if they remove 4 naira for my Fidelity, I will take transport. Bye. So, I'm going to the tower where I open the account. I'm going to the customer care. Madam, they remove 4 naira. I didn't make any call. It was only voice message. The man said, no, just take all the room, the 4 naira. Oh, Jesus. What punish for that?
Hey!
4 naira. I'm not telling you a story. That was my friend, one of my friends around. Yes. That year. 4 naira. Remove 4 naira. I will call. Glow. I was using Glow. I will call customer care. Why did I? How many minutes? I'll be asking for 4 naira. But I can't try. In fact, sometimes I don't do the charges they remove on my UPA. Because when I just see